prima.
It's difficult. I'm hurting. It's my lowest point personally since coming into the job. In the back of a 5-1 defeat, we came into the game, had a similar game plan to the last time. That's not to make sure, that doesn't guarantee that anything's going to work, but probably one of our better performances in the season at East End when we won 4-1. And tonight, you know, I felt it didn't work quite early on in the game, and we tried to change a few things in the first half, and Raith Rovers took advantage of that. Second half, there's a case of matching up with Diamond in the middle of the park, and you know, it's a really sore one to take, coming up against your rivals and losing the manner we did in the end.
What particularly do you think went wrong tonight?
As I say, we've aggressive in terms of wanting to go man for man up against them, and when it didn't work collectively we didn't deal with a situation. But then the second half we addressed that. As I say, went to a flat back four, matched up the four Diamond, we still giving us a 32 up front, and then, you know, it still wasn't good enough in the second half. So it's a sore one to take, the players know that as a coaching staff, and I've held up my hand and took responsibility for it, because it's not a nice night, manager of the Dunfermline Football Club, to be in the back end of a 5-1 defeat against Raith Rovers. But we know that, we know it's not good enough. Listen, our objective at the start of the season was to make the playoffs, and we got off to a really, really good start. Where we find ourselves at the moment is still in our own hands to still get into the playoffs, but we need to perform better than we did tonight. Dundee was a sore one. There was a 10-15 minute spell when I felt we looked vulnerable at set plays, where we've been strong all season. But tonight was, you know, different to lose 5 goals in the manner that we did. We have to address that. We have to get back to basics. And as I say, our destiny's still in our own hands, and, you know, we can still make the playoffs.
Is there a true chance to make a statement against Hearts and respond the right way?
I don't think it's just looking at the Hearts game. I think we'll prepare for the Hearts game as we did earlier in the season for our home fixture and the away fixture at Tynecastle. It's our next game. It's the most important game. But it doesn't make a difference whether it's Hearts or the remaining 5 games that we've got after that. It's going to have to be better at the weekend, and we're going to have to find a way to start winning games of football again.
Is it a strange way, is that the perfect game to have Hearts?
No, as I say, I'm not. Hearts, I treat every game in the same manner. If you beat Hearts, you get 3 points. If you beat Queen of South, you get 3 points. If you beat Alloa, it's 3 points. Tonight, there's 3 points at stake. We've not come away with anything, so it's no saying that a result against Hearts is the be all and end all. The 6 games are important to us, and it just so happens that Hearts are the next game that we're going to have to get a reaction to go in and try and give ourselves the best chance of getting into the playoffs now.
Is it confidence a problem in the group at all when you're on a run that isn't quite what you'd wanted to do?
I think collectively, it does come into it a little bit. But there's, you know, Kevin scored tonight again. So Craig scored goals since he's come into the team. There's competition for places up front. The manner in which we lost the game tonight is a sore one. It's a sore one. And as I say, take responsibility for that. I know in the dressing room that we're not happy, and we've still got it in our own hands. You know, it's not like we're having to rely on our teams at the moment. We've got 6 games that now become huge, massive games for us. And we'll have to take each one of them and start winning games of football to try and get into the playoff places and make sure that we finish as high as possible in the league as we can.
Yeah,
and as I say, it's not looking any further forward than Hearts at the weekend.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Thank you.